Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and again, I want to thank you for joining me on another weekday meditation. Today, I want us to stop and think about what our attitude is when we come before a holy God. Now, I know you must be thinking, well, okay, Chuck talks a lot about how I come to God in a spirit of reverence, I come to God in a spirit of gratitude, and those things are true, but here's what I want to ask you to stop coming to God as. I want you to encourage you to stop approaching God with the attitude of a headstrong teenager who has got it all figured out. I'm 59 now, but I can recall when I was about 17, I was pretty sure I knew everything. Have you ever been around a 17 or 18 year old and they're pretty sure they know everything that there is to know about everything? They are literally dying of terminal certainty. Instead, I want to invite you to seek your Heavenly Father with the understanding that He is your great and your sovereign creator. He is the sustainer of your life. He is the one who not only set the stars and the heavenly bodies in their places, but also coordinates all of the cells in your mind and body. He knows how to meet your deepest desire, fill your deepest longing, and is worthy of your highest respect and allegiance. So don't fear what He commands you to do, but rather know for certain that He is always loving toward you, that He created you in your mother's womb with care, and that He is overwhelmingly aware of every detail of your life, far more so than even you are. He will not lead you off a cliff where there is no branch to grab hold of. Friend, listen. Come to God today in a spirit of meditation that says, Lord, I know I need you, and I know that I don't have this life figured out, but I want to walk with you, and I want to have your complete blessing, and I want your complete direction in my life. So let's do that right now. Let's settle into a place of quietude and solitude and take a few deep breaths. Let your shoulders slump and let your facial muscles and your arms just hang loosely. Hopefully you've stepped away from the treadmill and you're off of the side of the road, or maybe you're in your office for a moment of quietude or in your home. Draw in one more. And now, bring before the Lord two things that you are so grateful for right now. And just say them, Lord, I'm grateful for, and finish that sentence with two things. I'll tell you, friend, when we live with a spirit of gratitude, when we are grateful for what we have, all we have is more than enough. And now what I want to ask you to do is bring an attitude, not of that headstrong teenager that I spoke of, but bring before your Creator an attitude that says, God, I need you, and I'm longing for you to give me wisdom and direction today. So let's ask for those two things. Stop right now and ask the Lord to give you wisdom this day for exactly what it is you need. Go ahead and ask Him for that right now. And the Lord promises that when we ask for His wisdom, that He does not withhold it from us, but He graciously gives that to us. Today, expect that wisdom, but don't kick against it. Don't fight against it because it doesn't make any sense to you. There's a reason why His ways are higher than ours. And then secondly, I want to invite you not to just ask for wisdom, but I want you to ask for specific God-given direction in your steps, your actions, your thoughts, and your words today. So let's bring each of those before the Lord and ask Him to give you specific direction. God, would you give me direction today in my thought life? God, would you give me direction today, and would you give me the ability for you to control my tongue, my words? God, would you direct me so that you might pull me and push me in the direction in which you want me to walk, serve, and care for someone today. And God, with my spouse, my children, and even in my own work life, today, would you not just draw a path for me, but would you place your hand on my shoulder and gently or even aggressively as needed, get me to the right place, doing the right thing at the right time for the right motivation today. And now let me invite you to take a few moments and do what I believe is the most difficult thing in meditation. I want to invite you to take 60 seconds today and stop and hear what the Lord has to say for you this day. This is one of the most challenging things, but when we learn how to be still and hear from God, it is a powerful thing, my friend. So I'll come back to you in 60 seconds and close up our time in this weekday meditation. Go. And I'm back. Lord, thank you for the time that we've had to listen to you. And my friend, as you leave me today, let me remind you of this beautiful verse found in John 15, verse 4. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Friend, remain in Christ today. Or receive his wisdom and receive his direction. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday meditation. Bye now.